If you can sign clients over video calls and need sales meetings, we'll set you up with the same ad-free outreach strategy that we use to get an extra 100 meetings a month and alone has contributed multiple seven figures to our revenue. Look, I can't promise you that you'll get those exact same results. There's a lot of overpromise, overhypey guarantees out on the internet today that rarely work and always have a catch. But the reality is, ladies and gents, how you operate your business, your market environment, your offer, and how well you implement the strategy may be different from ours. What I can say is that if you need sales meetings, this will work. You'll be able to use this to get meetings month over month, and you'll know exactly what to do to scale up your volume of meetings as needed. This is not a fly-by-night strategy. We've been using ad-free outreach for the last 5+ years. So if you're looking for something that is proven, reliable, and has stood the test of time, this is it. If you want to see how this can work for you, click the link in the show notes. You can learn more about this ad-free outreach strategy, and if it makes sense, book a call with our team. There's so much opportunity on LinkedIn, whether you are looking for new clients, maybe you want to get a job. LinkedIn is the platform that you have to be on.
We're trying to create an angle on our profile that makes us seem like an expert in the field that the person we're trying to attract, we want them to say, hey, this person could be a good partner or could be a good employee, whatever that would be.
Know what your goal is, because then that's going to lead to making sure that your profile is truly magnetic. You can have people reach out to you organically simply because you have those keywords on your profile.
Welcome to The Takeover with Tim and Cindy, where we show you how to dominate every area of life and business. Let's get winning.
Welcome back to The Takeover with Tim and Cindy. Today, we're going to walk you through how to build a LinkedIn profile for yourself that is going to be magnetic, literally magnetize prospects, investors, partners, potential jobs you're looking to get. We're going to show you, having done this for thousands and thousands and thousands of LinkedIn profiles, how to build a LinkedIn profile for yourself that will literally be magnetic to attract customers, investors, partnerships, whatever you want to do with your LinkedIn profile. We're going to walk you through the secret sauce that we have used for thousands and thousands and thousands of LinkedIn profiles. So let's go ahead and get this thing kicked off, Cindy. What do we need to do to build a magnetic LinkedIn profile?
Yes. Tip number one is to know your goal. Before you start with optimizing and making everything look nice, you have to know what your goal is. So ask yourself, what is your goal? Is your goal to build brand authority and awareness? Is your goal to do outreach on your profile? Is your goal to get a job? Because once you know what your goal is, then you can work backwards to optimize your profile relevant to your goal. Because the way that I'm going to optimize my profile if I'm looking for a job is going to be very different from the way I'm going to optimize it if I'm doing, say, LinkedIn outreach. So step one is to know your goal. What is the goal of your profile? And if you don't have a goal, make sure that you set one. Because if you are clear on your goal, that is how you are going to create a magnetic LinkedIn profile. If you don't know your goal, your profile is just going to be going in a million different directions with no clear focus on why you even have that profile up. So I'd say that's tip number one. Know what your goal is, because then that's going to lead to making sure that your profile is truly magnetic.
Know the goal. What's the outcome? What are we looking to do? And that is going to make a difference, because we're not just trying to have a list of things we've done, or we're trying to create an angle on who we are on our profile that makes us qualified or seem like an expert in the field that the person we're trying to attract, remember, magnetize the person we're trying to attract. We want them to almost pull in and say, hey, this person could solve this thing, or could be a good partner, or could be a good employee, whatever that would be.
Exactly. So that's tip number one. That takes us into tip number two, which is to SEO your profile. So a lot of people don't know that your profile is searchable on LinkedIn. If you want your profile to come up when somebody searches for a certain keyword, you have to make sure that that keyword is relevant or is inserted in your profile.
Yeah.
That's why we say know your goal. If I am a job seeker and I want to get a job in, say, software development, I want to make sure that I have software developer or software engineer throughout my profile, be this in my headline, could be in the about section, in my work experience. If I am an investor and I want to invest in companies, I'm going to make sure that I have investor on my profile.
Yes.
Because know that people can search you on LinkedIn.
Yes.
When I search for the keyword investor, LinkedIn is going to pull up a list of people that have that specific keyword on their profile. And the more that I have it on my profile, the more highly I will rank when somebody searches for that keyword. So this is something that not a lot of people know or do. And that's why we say you have to know your goal. What is it that you want to be found for? Because if you know what you want to be found for, then you can then optimize your LinkedIn profile to be found for that topic or for that keyword.
And that's right in line with what we're talking about with, you know, it's a cool word to say magnetize people to your profile, but it's actually a practical thing. How do you actually pull them in? Because there is searches happening on LinkedIn a lot. There's people that are looking for certain types of services and people and connections. And so to magnetize them, you actually have to first be able to pull them in through a search. So SEO, make sure you have a repetition and a variation of the keywords that people would search. You know, investor, angel investor, venture capitalist, all those kind of words, depending on what you're trying to magnetize, and make sure that it's repeated. So it's the more frequency that is seen in your profile, the more they say, okay, this person's, the percentage of their keywords is primarily about being an investor, or primarily about being a coach, or primarily about being marketing. So let's rank this person higher.
Absolutely. So when I was doing career coaching, I had career coach, career strategist, all the variations of career coach on my profile. And I would get messages into my inbox of people looking for career coaches simply because I had SEO'd my profile. So there is a way for you to create a profile where people are truly magnetized to you, where you can get people reaching out to you because you have a certain keyword. Just depending on the goal of your profile, you can have people reach out to you organically simply because you have those keywords on your profile.
I remember that. I mean, you did like over 200 clients your first year of that business. And that was like, there would be a lot of people that reached out to you. They found you, they found your content. And so that at its core was because you were intentional about being SEO, search engine optimization. So you're using the right keywords to make sure you're, that's powerful.
So just knowing where are you going to put these keywords on your profile, your headline, which is what people see first before they enter your profile. So you'll see it's like your first and last name. And then right underneath that, you have your headline. So you wanna make sure you have relevant keywords in your headline. Make sure you have relevant keywords in the about section of your profile. This is like your bio where you get to tell people more about you. Again, in your work experience section, as much as possible, insert those keywords that are relevant. And I love what you said, Tim. It's both what you want to be found for, those certain keywords, but also the variations of how people search for it, right?
Yes,
so maybe people might not write career coach, maybe they'll write like career strategist or career counselor. So make sure you have the variation of the phrase of what you want to be found for. Absolutely.
And LinkedIn kind of sees that, the theme of your profile. So it's, if you're wanting to rank for career strategist, make sure you have career coach, you know, career counselor, have those. And LinkedIn might see, because they're smart, they're an AI machine. They see the theme of it is this, so they're going to show you for these relevance. But if you're not using the variations, you might only be getting a very small percentage of the people that are actually searching for this.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. So where do we go from here? What's step three to make sure you have a magnetic LinkedIn profile?
So tip number three is to make your about section fun. Tell a story. This about section is where people are going to learn more about you. Okay. And so you have, I think it's like maybe 2,000 or 3,000 characters in this section where you can truly tell people about yourself. And we always say, write like you speak, make it conversational, make it fun, add humor if that's your personality. But give people a chance to get to know you beyond what they can see in your work experience, beyond what your headline says. Truly let people in on you. This is also a great place, as we mentioned in tip number two, to add keywords, right? So you want to embed keywords that are relevant to your goal, that are relevant to what you want to be found for throughout your about section, because that's also going to help to boost your profile as well. Truly utilize this section. I see a lot of people just underutilize it with maybe just one or two sentences here. Have people learn more about you here. You have so much space. Make it relevant. Make it fun. You can do texts of paragraphs. You could do bullet points. You can truly maximize this section to allow people to get to know you better. Add your achievements. Add maybe places that you've been listed, articles, key skills that you have. Truly sell yourself in
all
this
in the
about
description,
section.
All in the about section.
Correct.
Wow. And I want to say something on this, just understanding copy persuasion. Most people are going to come to LinkedIn with the understanding that it's very prim and professional and you've got to write this, you know, exact, you know, like this is some paper you're writing at school for your PhD. And the reality is humans are humans. You've got to get their attention. Like right now, people have so little attention. You've got to get and catch their attention.
Yes.
So when we're thinking about two things I really want to add in on the about section, and you mentioned this, make sure it's conversational, make sure it's written the way you talk versus super prim and proper. So make it very, very feel very conversational and make sure like the text is kind of broken up almost like in a way that not exactly like, but almost like a way that you would send messages to your friends through text message. Not that casual. You want to make it really feel just any kind of copy. You want to make it feel like easy to read. My favorite question is, so what? And I want every question, phrase, sentence that I write, I want to have a person on my shoulder saying, so what? So what? And because when we're writing really good copy, when we're writing really good descriptions in this LinkedIn profile, we've got to use what could be called the Netflix, you know, method, which is what happens when you get to the very end of, and you're watching a series, get to the very end of the first episode, it has a cliffhanger. And it makes you want to watch the next episode and the next episode. So what you're writing, you should think, is this sentence, is this phrase, is this going to make them want to read the next sentence, the next phrase, the next sentence, the next phrase? So just a really kind of a pro tip. It's not just about the content in there. It's about getting them to read the content. Mm-hmm. And so making sure you're looking at this going, so what? You always want every sentence you write to get them to want to read the next sentence. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Yes, I love that. That's a really good tip. And also just the way that the profile is set up. LinkedIn will only show you about the first one or two lines of somebody's about where they have to click to see more. And of course, you want to keep people on your profile. So if you can make them really engaged, build intrigue in that first one or two lines, maybe put a question or put your favorite quote or something that's going to make people click to see more.
Something juicy.
Something juicy. Yes, you can tell a story. That's going to let people not only read more of your profile, but it's going to keep them on your profile longer, which is always the goal.
So where do we go from here? What's the next tip that you would have to have a magnetizing profile?
Hey there, I've got to stop here for one quick second to ask you this question. Have you been enjoying the podcast? If so, make sure that you are subscribed and take that one extra step to please leave us a rating and a review wherever you are listening to the show. Not only does it help us continue to grow and impact more people, we'll make sure that we show up wherever you are listening as well. Tip number four is to build authority through the featured section of your profile. So the featured section, at least at the time of this recording, is situated right underneath your about section. And so the featured section is an area on your profile where you can add links to things like blogs or websites. You can add a link to one of the posts that you made on LinkedIn that maybe did really well or took off. I want you to build authority in this section because not only is it media, so people can click a video or they can click a picture, it's really nice to have that on your profile, but it adds an extra layer of authority to your profile where you can show people what you are beyond what they can just see on your profile, like your work experience or your about section. So for example, for us and our clients, we always tell them to add reviews or testimonials here. Add media that you've been featured in this section. Add posts that took off. So maybe you had a LinkedIn post that you made and you had like thousands of people comment on it and like it. Add that over there. So you want to kind of compile all the best media that you have, whether it's pictures, videos, reviews, testimonials, you want to compile them in this section because it allows you to build authority on your profile and just take your profile to the next level. also remembering that media, people are attracted to media, right? Yeah, like videos, pictures, and things like that. So if you can add 4 or 5 of these on your profile, it's automatically going to boost your profile and truly build authority.
I remember when this section first came out, I loved this because I'm like, I can put links and I could link to, I could link to a free download or a VSL training, or I could click. There's a lot you could do here. It's probably the most interactive section, at least at the time of this recording, most interactive section of a LinkedIn profile.
Yes. I love that you mentioned that free downloads. That's a great resource for people to tap into. You can generate leads, right? As like a lead magnet. So that's a great place, the featured section of your profile.
All right. So Cindy, what is our final step to have a magnetic LinkedIn profile?
Tip number 5 is to add a banner. So the banner on your LinkedIn profile is the long horizontal image that sits right behind your profile picture. This is a great place to just boost the overall look of your LinkedIn profile, but you can also add a little bit of your personality to this section as well. A lot of people use this in different ways. If you've been featured on certain like media outlets, you can add like as seen on Fox News and CNN and all these good things. Yeah. I like to keep it simple here. You can use a logo of your company in this section. Skylines work really well as banners. So use what you like, but just think of this as an extension of your personal brand. So let it showcase you and let it add a little bit more depth to your profile. So get creative in this section, but make sure it represents you and your personality.
One thing I noticed that you didn't mention is the headline. And you didn't mention use the banner to sell your service. So could you maybe walk through just a little bit of your thoughts on the headline, which is what they're going to see in the search results below, you know, what they're going to see is right below your photo and right below. Can you walk me through what you wouldn't do on the banner and on the headline, and kind of maybe talk a little bit on like what you would do in the headline?
Yeah, great question. So it goes back to knowing your goal. So I'm going to approach this from 2 different angles. I'm going to take it from the perspective, just knowing our audience, you're probably either a business owner and you're potentially using your profile for, you know, your business. And then on the other side, I'm just going to do a complete other side, which is if you're a job seeker, okay, kind of 2 goals. So on the one hand, if I am a business owner, on my headline, I want to keep this really simple. Back in the day, there used to be a time where you could sell the heck out of your headline and add things like, I help people get more customers using lead generation. You could really be very salesy in the headline. That just doesn't work in just today, the way LinkedIn is. You want to keep it really, really simple in your headline. So something as simple as co-founder and CEO at Pima. I'll have that as my headline. And especially if you're doing direct outreach with your profile, you especially want to keep this very, very simple. Why is that? We think about the concept of if you send somebody a mail, right? We have like 2 different kinds of mail. One's a handwritten note versus like the very promotional type of emails. The ones that people open are the ones that look like a handwritten note. If I'm already trying to sell in my headline, the chances of somebody opening my message and responding to my message, they think they're going to be pitched. Nobody wants to like they already know in advance. Nobody wants to feel like, you know, you're just connecting with them to pitch them. So you're going to have a lower connection rate if you're very salesy in your headline. People are not going to accept your connection requests. People are not going to approach you because it's overly salesy. So just take it from an approach of like being human and being like a buddy or a coworker, or, you know, like somebody in their network. You want to be less salesy in the headline. That's if you're a business owner potentially using your profile for outreach.
The data shows for sure, because we used to teach it way back in the day. It actually used to be effective. I remember when I first started doing LinkedIn, people were like, oh my gosh, you can get leads and clients on LinkedIn. It was like, it was this like revolutionary thing. And then that headline in there would be like, it would attract people. But then once things get saturated and everybody's kind of doing one thing, it gets overused, you got to go the other way. And so that will actually get you less results because people are going to not connect with you. Your connection rate's going to go way down. We found when if we took anybody's headline that was really salesy, we made it simple, I mean, their connection rates would go up, their lead rates would go up much, much better. So, you know, you do have to be aware that times change. Principles of human behavior, science of human behavior does not change, but the techniques and where the headline, how to do the headline, stuff like that can adjust over time. And
yeah,
that's absolutely. A big one.
For sure. So that's if I'm a business owner. If I am a job seeker, or maybe I just want to use my profile to build authority, I do want it to be more organic, like people reaching out to me. I am actually going to use my headline as a way to sell myself, but not in the way that people think. I want to use my headline to add as many keywords or phrases that I want to be found for. Because your headline is one of the most highly SEO'd or searchable sections of your profile. So if, for example, I want to build my brand authority, I'm going to add as many keywords as I can to my headline. So I might say CEO and co-founder at Pima. I might say something like lead generation. I might say outbound marketing. I might say we help people get leads, something like that. So it's less salesy, but it's adding certain keywords of what I want to be found for.
Okay.
So you can kind of add a lot more keywords in your profile if you want to be found for certain keywords, at least in your headline section.
Yep.
But I'm still not like overly selling myself in that area. So that's kind of the different ways that I would approach it. If I'm a business owner and I want to do outreach with my profile, versus if I'm like just trying to get people to come to me, like the active versus the passive approach.
Yeah, I like that.
So there you have it. Those were our 5 LinkedIn profile tips. If you do not yet have a LinkedIn profile, if you are not on the platform just yet, make sure that right after this episode, you create a profile, you go and optimize it using these tips. I promise you there is so much opportunity on LinkedIn, whether you are looking for new clients, whether you want to build your brand authority, maybe you want to get a job. LinkedIn is the platform that you have to be on. We have tons of resources around LinkedIn, but more specifically, how to use LinkedIn to get clients. So you can click the resources right below this episode. As usual, we always say, what is one takeaway that you gained from this episode? And how can you apply and execute on it to go to the next level in your life and business? Make sure that you follow the show wherever you are listening. Again, this is The Takeover with Tim and Cindy. Stay winning.